So, Lord, we thank you for the privilege of getting together this evening to consider the truths of God.
主，我们感谢您给我们这样的荣幸，让我们能够在这里学习思考神的真理。
Lord, we thank you for the Bible, but we acknowledge if you don't help us, we wouldn't understand it.
主，我们为圣经感谢你，但是同时我们也知道，如果你不帮助我们的话，我们是不能明白的。
And so our prayer is that the Holy Spirit of God will give to Eric words to say and to us minds and hearts and ears to understand and respond.
主，我们祈求您给Eric 合适的话语来说，也给我们耳朵，给我们心，给我们头脑，让我们能够听见，也让我们明白，也能够让我们回应。
And so we're looking to you to help us according to your promise.
主，我们就根据你的应许仰望你，祈求你帮助我们。
And we ask this and give thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们这样的祈求和感恩是奉耶稣的名。Amen.
And Lord, but we should be praying for Michael. And we pray that this problem in his eye will be resolved. He's a truck driver. He needs to be able to see clearly.
主，我刚才忘记了，我们要为这个 Michael 弟兄祷告，他盼望您能够医治他眼睛的问题，因为他是一个卡车司机，他需要最好的视力来做他的这个工作，求你帮助他。
And so, Lord, we're praying that you will restore his vision clearly, and we ask this also in Jesus' name.
所以我们主啊，我们祈求您能够恢复他的视力，我们这样的祈求是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, good evening.To you in Vancouver, and a good morning to you in China.
对，要跟温哥华的朋友们说晚上好，跟中国的朋友们说早上好。
It's again my privilege to open the Word of God tonight with you.
再一次，这也是我再一次有荣幸来给大家把圣经的话解开。
The Word of God is like silver.Tried 7 times in a furnace.
神的话就像那炼净的银子啊，在泥炉里炼净了七次。
The word of God is pure and it's purifying.
神的话是纯净的，同时它也是被炼净过的。
And so as Christians, we live by the word.
我们作为基督徒呢，我们是靠神的话而生的，而活的。
Last week, we looked at a word, salvation.
那上个星期呢，我们仔细查考了一个词，就是得救这个词。
Now, it was a very simple word, and yet it has different applications, as we saw.
虽然它是一个很简单的词，但是它在圣经里呢，有不同的应用，我们上星期都看过了。
As we read the scriptures, we saw that sometimes...When the word saved or salvation is found, it means the moment that we trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. We were saved from our sins.
那有的时候我们在圣经里面读到得救或者救恩这个词呢，是指我们信靠主的那一刻，就是我们从我们的罪中被救出来了。
And then we saw that as Greek is a very precise language, that it differentiates between the past and the present and the future.
那写新约的这个语言呢叫希腊语，它是非常精确的语言，它是在动词时态上严格的区分过去时、现在时和将来时的。
And so there's a sense in which we are being saved from our sins in this present time. We're saved from the power of sin, rather.In the present.
所以除了过去的这个时态的得救呢，我们还在现在这个时态下，就在现在此时此刻也在被救出来，是从罪的权势下救出来。
And then sometimes the way the word is used, it speaks of a future time when we will be saved from the very presence of sin.
那有的时候得救这个词呢，在使用的时候是指将来我们从罪的同在中被救出来，是将来的得救。
So it's good that we study these words, because the Bible has a lot of terminology that sometimes if we don't understand it, we won't understand what God is telling us.
所以我们仔细地学习这些词汇对我们是有好处的， 因为圣经中有很多的这样的词汇呢， 如果我们不明白的话， 我们就不明白神对我们说什么话。
So we need to be students of the word.
所以我们应该做一个就是查考这些词语的学生啊， 好好学习这些词语。
Now I want to, tonight I want to take another word. The word is justification.
那今天晚上呢, 我们再来讲一个词, 这个词就是称义。
And this is a word that we often read in the New Testament. It's sometimes we read that we're justified by grace, sometimes by faith, sometimes by the blood, sometimes by power or resurrection. Sometimes by works and by God. Now this can be very confusing.
我们在新约的经文中呢，常常读到称义这个词。有的时候呢，他说我们是因恩典称义的；有的时候又说是凭信心称义的；有的时候呢，又是说是耶稣的血手使我们称义的；有的时候又说是靠着复活的大能称义的；有的时候是靠着这个行为称义的。 这些这么多的称义都会让我们很困惑。So it's
a big word. And tonight, what we'd like to look at is this great concept, this great idea of justification.
这个词呢是一个非常非常伟大的，也是一个非常重要的一个概念。今天晚上呢，我们就来仔细查考这个词。First
of all, what does justification mean?
那首先我们来看这个称义的意思是什么呢？
It's not the same as being forgiven from our sins.
这个称义不等于我们的罪被原谅被赦免。
Because someone can be forgiven, but to be justified, they're still guilty. They have committed a crime or they've committed some offense. And they're guilty of that, and you may forgive them for it, but they're not justified. They have still committed that offense.
因为如果一个人犯了罪啊，或者是触犯了什么规则的话，他是有罪的。即使他的这个罪可以被赦免，但他依然不是义人，他依然是犯过错误的，依然是有过罪的，依然是这个对被定罪的。 怎么办?
So to be justified means that there is no offense, no crime against you.
所以被称义的是这个词的意思，就是在你身上没有什么罪行，没有什么过犯，是来与你作对的，就是没有人能够说你犯过错，你犯过罪。So
to be justified is the same as having never sinned, no sin whatsoever.
所以称义的这个词呢, 等于是说你这个人从来没有犯过罪, 在你里头是没有罪的。
Now, Job asked a question in Job chapter 9.
约伯呢, 在约伯记里问过一个问题, 就是约伯记的9章。
Job chapter 9 and verse 2.
二节，九章二节。
Bildad, his friend, was saying that the reason why Job had his all the problems came to him was because he had sinned. There was some secret sin.
那约伯的朋友呢，叫比勒达的这个朋友呢，他认为约伯之所以经受了这些苦难呢，是因为他有一些罪，而且是一些隐藏的罪。And
Job, of course, he had not, there was no outward sin, but he still knew that within him he was not perfect.
当然约伯在外在的外显的行为上是没有罪的，但是约伯清楚他自己里面呢是有罪的，他不是完美的。
So in verse 2, Job says, truly, I know it is so, but how can a man be righteous before God?
所以在九章二节里面，约伯说，我真知道是这样，但人在神面前怎能成为义呢？
Before man, Job was a righteous man.
所以相对于人而言，在人的面前呢，约伯是个正直的人。
But he's asking the question,How can a person be righteous before an absolutely holy God?
但他在这里问的一个问题是，人站在完全公义完全圣洁的神面前，怎么能够被称为义呢？
And to be justified, one needs to be justified before God.
所以称义呢，就是指人在神的面前被称作义人。
And to justify means to reckon, to reckon a person righteous.
所以称义呢，就是认定一个人是个义人。
This is something that God can do.
这件事是只有神才能做的事。
Now, it doesn't mean that He makes us righteous.
这个不是意味着呢，不是指他使我们成为义。
Because every one of us, even as Christians who have their sins forgiven, we realize that there's sin still indwelling us. We are not made righteous.
因为我们作为基督徒，我们都知道，虽然我们的罪已经得了赦免，但是在我们里面还是有罪的。我们神并没有把我们变成一个罪人，变成一个义。
But God can declare us righteous.
但是神可以宣称我们是个义人。
We're not righteous in ourselves. We have no righteousness.
在我们自己里面是没有义的，我们里面是没有义的。
But when we receive the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, God reckons us or declares us to be righteous on the basis of Christ's substitutionary work.
但是当我们信靠耶稣基督的时候呢，因为耶稣基督他的代赎的这个工作呢，他做成了这个代赎的代罪的这个工作呢，神就认定我们或者说宣告我们是义人了。
So God reckons us or declares us righteous on the basis of that full satisfaction.Has been made at Calvary for us.
那神之所以能够认定或者说宣告我们是罪是个义人的话呢，这个基础呢就是在哥哥他的十字架上所做的这个工作是完全满足了公义的要求。
The believing sinner then he's clothed in all the righteousness of God.
所以一个信了主的罪人呢，他就是披上了神的义袍。
Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
我们一起翻到哥林多后书的五章。
And verse 21.
21节。
For he, that is God, made him, the Lord Jesus, he who knew no sin, to be made sin for us.That we might become the righteousness of God in him.
神使那无罪的，无罪的就是指耶稣基督，替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
So God then can be righteous because the penalty of our sin has been paid for by the Lord Jesus.
那神这样做呢，他也是公正公平的。为什么呢？因为我们罪的代价呢，主耶稣基督已经付上了。
Now, someone can be pardoned of a crime for, that's like a forgiveness. And they may be set free, but the record still remains.
当然有些人呢，他犯了罪以后呢，他可以得到赦免，可以得到原谅，甚至他可以就是无罪释放， 但是呢，他依然有一个犯罪的记录。
But when God justifies the sinner, no record of his crimes or his sins remains.
但是当神称一个人为义的时候呢，他所有的这个罪的记录啊，罪行的记录，过犯的记录就通通都没有了。
The sentence or the condemnation was passed on another, the Lord Jesus. And so no full payment has been made.
本来他应该承担的这些罪的这个刑罚也好这个审判也好，就都加在主耶稣基督身上了，他自己就不被定罪了。
So as a result, God alone can declare us righteous.
所以因此呢，只有神自己才能够宣告我们是义人。
Now I want to look at the different ways that the New Testament talks about justification.
所以我们现在来看这个新约说这个称义，它有哪几种不同的这个角度和方式。
The New Testament speaks about us that we are justified by grace,by faith, by blood, by power, by works, by life, by God himself.
那新约说呢，我们是因着恩典称义的，是因耶稣的血称义的，是因着信心称义的，是因着生命称义的，因着行为称义的，还有被神自己称义的，很多很多角度。
So we want to look at these different aspects of justification to have it clear in our mind exactly what God has done for us in Christ Jesus.
所以我们现在就来查考这个称义的不同的角度，让我们头脑里有一个清楚的认识啊，就是神在十字架上到底为我们做成了什么样的事情。
First of all, we've been justified by grace.
首先呢，我们是因着神的恩典称义的。
Turn with me to Romans chapter 3 and verse 24.
我们翻到罗马书的三章二十四节。
Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus.
如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。
So we've been justified by grace, which means that we never deserved to be justified.
那我们称它为是神的恩典使我们称义，是因为我们自己本来并不配得被称义的。
It's not something that we earned.
这不是我们自己赚来的。
We can't merit it for any reason.
我们也不能由于任何的理由有什么功劳来配得。
The guilty sinner must receive that justification as a gift.
所以一个有罪的罪人呢，他必须是把这个称义当成一个礼物这样接进来。
See, grace is the term.Which God gives justification to man.
所以这个神称人为义啊，是借着他的恩典给出来的。
Grace means completely undeserved, unbought, freely as a gift.
所以恩典呢，就是一个完全不配的人，完全免费的，白白的，得着的，不是买来的。
Unlike many of men's gifts, God's gift is completely free of obligation.
所以不像人的有些礼物啊，神的礼物是完全的是免费的，没有你不需要承担任何的责任。
Oftentimes when human gives gifts, they really expect something in return.
但是人不是一样，人有的时候给礼物的时候呢，其实他或多或少呢，总是期待得到一些回报的。
But we as guilty sinners, we have nothing to give in return.
但是我们是有罪的罪人，我们是没有什么东西能够回报神的。
Now, mankind is very proud.
人类是非常的骄傲的。
And we don't like to think that we are worthless.
我们不喜欢这样的一个想法啊，就是什么想法？就是我们是一钱不值的。
And that's why we try to justify ourselves.
所以这就是为什么我们总是想要自己称自己为义。
That's why there's religions all over the world, is those religions are men's efforts to justify themselves before God.
这就是为什么世界上有这么多的宗教，每一种宗教呢，都是人们努力尝试想要在神的面前称，使自己变成义人，称自己为义的这样的一个途径。
But God's justification is by grace alone.
但是神的称义呢，是单单凭着恩典的。
A free, unmerited gift of the gracious God.
是从这充满恩典的神这里来的一个免费的完全我们不配得的这样一个礼物。
And God can be gracious and still righteous.
但是神呢可以同时做到既是有恩典的又是公义的。
Because the penalty was paid in full, and now God can be gracious and his love can be poured out on the sinner and justify him completely.
因为这个罪的这个刑罚呀已经完全的这个代价已经完全付上了，所以现在神可以完全的把他的恩典呢倾倒下来了。
So that's the first thing is that we are justified freely by his grace.
所以这是第一点啊，称义的第一个方面，就是我们是白白的因着神的恩典称义的。
Secondly, we are justified by faith.
那称义的第二个方面就是我们是因着信称义的。
Turn to Romans chapter 4.
我们翻到罗马书的四章。
Verses 4 and 5.
四节和五节。
Now to him who works, the wages are not counted as grace, but as debt. But to him who does not work, but believes on him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is accounted for righteousness.
做工的得工价不算恩典，乃是该得的。唯有不做工的，只信称罪人为义的神，他的信就算义。
And then in chapter 5, verse 1.
我们再看五章一节，还是罗马书。
Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合。
So although justification is a gift, it must be received.
那虽然这个救恩呢不是称义是一个礼物，但是你也必须得把这礼物接过来才行。
If you were to give your child a gift, you expect the child to receive that gift.
比如说你要给你孩子一个礼物的话，你是希望这个孩子把礼物接受进去，对吧？接过来，对吧？
How disappointed you would be if you refused.Or if the child refused the gift.
那如果这个孩子拒绝接受你这个礼物，你该多么失望呢？
In the same way, God offers man to be justified as a free gift, but man must receive it by faith.
所以同样的道理，神呢是把这个称义作为一个礼物白白的送给了人，但是人呢必须他得把这个礼物接进来才行。
That means.Through a definite act of trust in the Savior, confessing yourself completely worthy of hell and not heaven.
那这个接受的过程呢，就是你完全的知道自己是本来是配得地狱而不是去天堂的，所以你是单单的完全的信靠耶稣基督才得到这个称义的。
And that faith must be in the person of the Lord Jesus who paid for our sins, paid the penalty for all our sins on the cross.
那这个信心的对象是什么呢？就是你要相信主耶稣基督在十字架上付上了我们全部罪的代价。
Now we must be, that faith must be a genuine faith.
而且这个信心呢，必须是一个真诚的信心。
It must be a genuine faith that the sinner recognizes that they have nothing to give to God, that they come completely empty of any righteousness, and they just accept God's righteousness given to them.
那这个真信心就表现在他真的是来到神的面前，知道自己是一个罪人，他什么都没有资格来配得这个称义的，是完全是就是两手空空的来到神面前领受这个礼物的。
See, grace is God stooping down to a guilty man and offering justification as a free gift on the basis of Christ's redemptive work.
所以这个称义的恩典呢，就是至高的神呢，他蹲下来，来到一个有罪的人的面前，把主耶稣基督在各个他的十字架上做成的这个称义的礼物送给人。
It's the God of heaven who loves mankind and has provided a way of salvation, reaching down, as it were, and offering the sinner everything that God has in his heart, which is his Son, the Lord Jesus.
所以这个是天上的神呢，他爱世人，他为这世人得救啊，做成了就是开辟了一条道路，就是借着他的儿子啊，在十字架上做成的功，然后他来到人的面前，他主动来找人，把这个礼物给人。
So that's God's part. God has opened up heaven, as it were, opened up his heart, and has given the Lord Jesus to us, and has paid, he has paid that full price on Calvary.
所以这是从神的方面他所做的，他把天堂的门打开，他把他的心打开，他把他的儿子献给我们，付上了全部所有的代价，然后他把这个礼物给我们。
To refuse that gift is the greatest sin on the whole in the whole universe.
那拒绝神这样的一个礼物啊，是整个全宇宙最大最大的罪了。
At the great white throne judgment, that is one question that's going to come up. What have you done with my son?
那在白色大宝座审判的时候神会问人一个问题，你是怎么对待我的儿子耶稣基督的？
I gave him for you and you thought it something small, something that was not worth anything. I opened up my heart to you. Have you turned away? Therefore, you'll get the result of your way.
神说我把我的儿子舍了给你，然后你却藐视他，你认为他一钱不值。我把我的心敞开，你却拒绝了我。那你现在唯一的结论就是你得离开我了。
So God has done his part in making a perfect salvation and a means by which he can perfectly justify a man.
所以神呢完全做完了他这一面所能做的所有的事情，他做成了一个完美的礼物，使人能接受这个礼物呢，就能够变得完美，变得成为义人。
Now man's part, man's responsibility is to repent, turn from their sin, turn to God and reach up and receive this gift without any thought of deserving it by his works.
那人这方面人的责任是什么呢？人的责任就是悔改，离开他的罪，转向神，然后承认他完全没有什么任何值得夸赞的东西，他完全是两手空空来免费的白白的接受神的这个恩典。
And that, of course, we believe on the basis of the word of the living God himself.
那当然我们这些我们所信的也是基于神这活着的话语的。
Now further on in Romans chapter 5 we read that we are justified by blood.
那第三个方面呢就是称义的第三方面呢我们是在罗马书五章会读到就是我们是因着基督的血称义的。
Romans chapter 5 and verse 9.
五章九节。
Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him.
罗马书的五章九节，现在我们既靠着他的血称义，就更要借着他免去神的愤怒。
The blood of Christ is the witness that Christ's death was accomplished.
那这个基督的血啊，是一个见证，证明什么呢？就是证明他死了。
It speaks that of a price being paid in full.
那它代表的意义呢，就是我们这个罪的这个代价呢，已经完全的付清了。
What we read in scripture that what shall a man give in exchange for his own soul?
我们在圣经里读到说，一个人能够拿什么来换他的命，他的生命呢？
A rich man will give all his goods, all his money, in order to live.
那一个有钱人呢，他宁可舍去他所有的金钱，所有的财富，如果只要能让他活着就行，他愿意舍掉他一切的钱，为了活着。
And conversely, the greatest price you could pay is pay with your life.
所以也就是说呢，你能付上的最大的代价就是你的生命了。
So this speaks.The blood of Christ speaks of the ultimate gift, the price I was paid in full.
所以换句话说呢，就是这个血啊，也意味着基督付上的这个代价是最大的代价了，是没有比这个更大的代价，是而且是完全，他全部都献出来。
The blood of Christ has made a great debt.In the universe that every one of us can cash in. And not a debt in the universe. It's made a great deposit, as it were, is a better word. The blood of Christ has made a way whereby the guiltiest sinner can be absolutely cleansed.
那换句话说呢，基督的血啊，它等于是做成了一个全宇宙最大的一笔存款，就是每一个罪人都可以拿着这个支票啊，到他那里去把他的把他的这个债啊，这个欠条就还清。
And the value of the blood of Christ is valued by the value that God puts on that blood.
所以这个血的这个价值有多少呢？就是神定义它的，神认为这个血有多有价值，它就有多有价值。
It's the most precious thing that God has in His the most precious thing that God has is the life of His Son.
实际上呢，这个他是儿子的这个生命啊，是神看为最最最最宝贵的，在神眼里是最最最有价值的。
And so that the great cost of our salvation shows us how much God loves us.
所以为我们的这个罪啊付上了如此大的代价，也同时就证明了神爱我们有多深。
When we read that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
我们都知道约翰福音三章十六节的经文呢，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
That verse tells us how much God loves the sinner.
所以这句经文告诉我们，神是有多么爱罪人。
that he would give the life of his son for you and me.
他爱到一个程度啊，甚至为了愿意为你为我把他的儿子给舍了。
So the enormous value of my and your justification is seen in the great price that was paid to secure that salvation.
所以你和我称义的这个价值啊，这个价值有多高，就体现在为了赎我们这个罪，付我们罪的代价所付上这个血，它的价值有多高。
So in order to justify you and me, God had to pay the ultimate price, the death of his son.
那为了使你和我能够称义啊，神是付上了他的终极的代价，就是他儿子的生命。
Now that another aspect of our in justification is that we are justified by the resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
那称义还有第四个方面呢，就是因着主耶稣基督的复活而称义。
Again, we turn to Romans, the book of Romans.
我们还是翻到罗马书。
The book of Romans is something like a legal document that as we look at it carefully, it's a document that, like a covenant that sets us free.
所以罗马书啊，它更像一个那个法律文件呢，就是能够使我们得释放的这样一个合同，这个约定一样的，这个有法律效力的这样一个文书。
So let's look at Romans chapter 4 and verse 25.
我们看看罗马书的四章二十五节。
Speaking of the Lord Jesus, who was delivered up because of our offenses and was raised because of our justification.
耶稣被交给人是为我们的过犯，复活是为叫我们称义。
So the Lord Jesus was delivered up to put away our sin, but he was raised from the dead. And that was God's assurance that he was satisfied with the sacrifice.
那耶稣被交给人钉死呢，是为的是清除我们的，洁净我们的罪。那复活呢，是神给我们的一个确据，证明主耶稣基督这个献祭呢，是被神所悦纳了。
Now we know that Christ died for our sins. But the proof that sacrifice that he made is the fact that he was raised from the dead.
当然我们都知道耶稣是我们的为我们的罪死了，但是他这个献的这个赎罪祭够不够呢，这个证据呢是体现在他的复活上。
That's why we read in that verse 25 that he was raised for our justification.
所以这就是刚才读的二十五节的后半段，说他说复活是为叫我们称义。
You and I are justified by putting our faith in him.
所以我们是怎么称义呢？是因为我们把信心放在耶稣基督的身上被称义的。
There's nothing left to be done.
那除此以外，你不需要再做任何的事情了。
The sacrifice has been accepted. The dead Savior has been raised from the dead and now lives at God's right hand in the heavenlies.
因为罪这个祭物呢已经献上了，救主先为我们死了，然后又复活了，现在坐在父神的右边。
Also, there's in that next chapter, chapter 5, verse 18.
我们再看这个, 罗马书的5章的18节。
Verse 18 and
19. 18-19节，5章18-19节。
Therefore, as through one man's offense, judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so through one man's righteousness, one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience many will be made righteous.
如此说来，因一次的过犯，众人都被定罪；照样因一次的义行，众人也就被称义得生命了。因一人的悖逆，众人成为罪人；照样因一人的顺从，众人也成为义了。
So in that verse 18, we read that phrase, that justification of life.
在18节的后半段，我们读到说，众人也就被称义得生命了。Because
in Adam, where we, there is condemnation. It's through, in verse 18, it's through one man's offense, judgment came, and we were condemned.
那18节先说因一次的过犯，这个就是亚当的这个过犯啊，众人都被 定罪，就是我们都是被定成罪人了。So
just as Adam sinned and he was condemned, so sin has passed on all men.
因为亚当犯罪了，所以他被定了罪，然后这个罪呢，就一代一代的传到了所有的人类身上。So
but in And so that condemnation that men and women in this world were all under judgment, under condemnation.
所以我们这个世界上所有的男男女女，所有的人都是在定罪之下的，都是在面临审判的。And
so that through that one disobedience of Adam, all men and women since Adam and Eve have become sinners and under judgment.
所以就是因为亚当犯了这个罪啊，所以在他以后的所有的男男女人全部都是犯了罪，而且是被定了罪的，等待审判的。And
we read that it is appointed unto man once to die, and then after that the judgment.
圣经里还说，人人都有一死啊，死后且有审判。So
if the human race is condemned, but then we read in verse 19 that through one act of obedience, when Jesus was obedient to the Father and died upon the cross, that one act in death, burial, and resurrection, we're given a brand new life.
那虽然整个人类都是被定罪了，但是十九节说，因着一人的顺从，这个人就是耶稣基督，因着他顺从父的旨意，走向十字架，为我们死了，埋葬了，又复活了，这样我们就可以成为义了。That's
that's what the term justification of life there means.
这就是称义得生命的这几个字的意思了。
That now justified freely from all things, we have also a brand new life, a new beginning.
所以我们被在一切的罪上都抹去了，都称义了以后呢，我们就有了一个新的生命了，有一个全新的开始了。As
Paul says in Corinthians, all things have passed away, behold, all things have been made new.
就像保罗说的，说一切都过去了，一切都是新的了，旧事已过，一切都是新的了。And
now there's another aspect of justification, and that is justification by works.
那还有一个称义的方面啊，就是因行为称义。
Now turn to the book of James, please.
请大家翻到雅各书。
James chapter 2.
雅各书的二章。
And verse 24.
24节。
You see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only.
这样看来人称义是因着行为不是单因着信。
Now, it seems that there is a contradiction between a justification by faith and justification by works.
所以这乍一看呢好像有点矛盾呢。一方面说是因信称义，这里又说因信行为称义，好像看似是矛盾的。
So how are we to reconcile these two seemingly opposite things?
那么怎么来解决这个看上去是冲突的对立的这个两个观点呢？
Paul teaches unmistakably that we are justified by faith.
所以保罗的教导我们是我们称义是因着信心是毫无错误的是完全没有错误的。
But James says that we are justified by works and not by faith only.
但这里雅各的教导是说人称义是因着行为不是单因着信。
Well, there again, we go back to context. What is the context of these, of James, the book of James?
所以现在呢，我们要用到这个上下文了，所以我们要回到上下文中去看雅各这里面，整个雅各书它到底说的是什么。
Paul writing in Romans, talking about justification by faith alone,It's a very tight argument that he follows all the way through, and it seems very, very clear.
那保罗在罗马书里面讲因信称义呢，他是在一个严密的这个逻辑下的，非常清晰的一个逻辑框架下讲的。
But James is talking about something different.
但是雅各在雅各书里面讲的是不同的一件事情。
Notice back in verse 14.
我们从十四节开始看，二章十四节。
And James asks the question, "What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him?"
我这里雅各问了一个问题，他说：“我的弟兄们，若有人说自己有信心却没有行为，有什么益处呢？”
See, James is talking about what kind of faith.Does this person have?
那这里雅各说的就是这个人到底有的是什么样的信心。
He goes on in verse 15, if a brother or a sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you don't give the things that are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus also faith by itself,If it does not have works, is dead.
我们读15到17节啊。若是弟兄或姐妹赤身露体又缺了日用的饮食，你们中间有人对他们说，平平安的去吧，愿你们穿得暖吃得饱，却不给他们身体所需用的，这有什么益处呢？这样信心若没有行为就是死的。
James is now, he's not contradicting Paul, but what he's asking is it real faith?Or is it just fake?
所以雅各在这里呢，他所论述的跟保罗的是完全没有冲突的。但他这里问的一个问题就是，你的这个信心是真的吗？还是假的？
Notice again what he says in verse 14.
我们再次看14节他是怎么说的。
What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith, but no works?
所以你看他说我的弟兄们啊，若有人说自己有信心却没有行为有什么益处呢？
You see, you can't see my faith unless it's demonstrated in good works.
因为你呢其实看不见我的信心，除非呢我用我的行为把我的信心显明出来。
I can't see your faith because I can't look into your heart.
同样我也看不见你的信心，因为我不能看见你的心。
God knows.
但是神知道。
But I don't, I only know by what you tell me.
但是我不知道，我看不见人的心，你只能是你告诉我什么我就知道什么。
And so you might have someone that comes and says, yes, I believe in Jesus.
那你可能有个人过来说，哦，是的，我相信耶稣。
But their life hasn't changed one bit.
但是呢，他的生命一点都没有改变。
He's still cruel to his children. He's unkind to his wife.
可能他依然对他的孩子啊很严酷，对他的妻子也不友善。
He cheats at work.
然后他在工作中呢，会撒谎。
Is that kind of faith? What kind of faith is that?
那他说他有的这个信心是哪一种信心呢？
Again, now verse 18, James goes on.
我们继续看18节啊，这个雅各继续往下说。
Notice again, but someone will say, it's easy to say that you believe, but works must prove what you profess.
就这里面又是有人说，所以你说你信心，有信心很容易，但是你的这个信心呢，必须要通过你的行为来证明。
But someone will say, well, you have faith, I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works.
必有人说，你有信心，我有行为。你将你没有行为的信心指给我看，我便借着我的行为将我的信心指给你看。
In other words, James is saying, I'll demonstrate my faith because I have a new nature. My heart has been changed. I have a new life. I have a new beginning. My works reflect what is in my heart, which is Christ Jesus.
所以雅各这里的意思是说，雅各对别人说，我可以把我的信心证明给你看，因为我已经有一个新的性情了，我已经有了新的生命了，借着耶稣基督在我里面给我的力量，我已经能够行出好行为了。
But then he continues on, and we'll continue this context. He says in verse 19.
然后他在19节啊，在整个这个上下文这个文理里面继续往下说。
You believe that there is one God, you do well. Even the demons believe and tremble.
他说你信神只有一位，你信得不错，鬼魔也信，却是战惊。
James seems to be addressing someone who says, well, I believe in God, but they have never truly been justified. They have never received the forgiveness of their sins and have been cleansed by the blood of Christ.
所以雅各这里指的这一类人呢，就是他们说他们信神，但是他从来没有真正的被称义，他们从来没有罪没有得着洁净啊，没有从里面被改变。
He says it's not enough just to believe in God. Even the demons believe in that.
所以他是说你光说你信神没有用，鬼魔也信。
And then he goes on in verse 20, but do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead?
所以二十节，虚浮的人啊，你愿意知道没有行为的信心是死的吗？
If you have a living faith in a living Savior, James says, then you'll have living works.
雅各的意思是说，如果你在活着的救主里面有活着的信心的话，你就一定有活着的行动。
Everybody will see that you have a changed life, a new life within you.
每个人都能够看见你的生命有改变，你现在已经是有一个新的生命了。
And then he gives a couple of examples of this type of faith.
然后呢，雅各就接着给出了两个例子来解释这种真的信心是什么样的。
Abraham and Rahab.
就是亚伯拉罕和喇合的信心。
In verse 21, we read about Abraham.
21节呢讲的是亚伯拉罕。
Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar?
我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕把他儿子以撒献在坛上，岂不是因行为称义吗？
Now, Abraham was justified by God way back earlier on when he left Ur of the Chaldees.
亚伯拉罕被神称义啊，是比这个比献以撒要早了很多，是早在他出乌尔的那个时候。
And we read that when Abraham, it says he believed God and God counted it for righteousness.
圣经里面说亚伯拉罕信神，神就称他为义了。
God knew that Abraham's faith was real.
因为神知道亚伯拉罕的信心是真的。
Years before he even had Isaac his son.
就是在他还没有以撒的之前很多年呢。神就已经称他为，神就知道他的信心了。
But then there came a time when God wanted to demonstrate to Abraham that Abraham's faith was real, and that's when he tested him and said, "Offer Isaac on the altar."
那后来在一个时刻呢，神呢就要显明亚伯拉罕的这个信心，就是来就给了他一个测试啊，就是让他把以撒献上，来显明他这个信心的真。
And so Abraham obeyed God.
然后亚伯拉罕就顺服了神。
He believed in God. He believed even that God, if he killed his son Isaac, that God could raise him from the dead. It says in Hebrews 11.
在希伯来书十一章里面讲到亚伯拉罕信神信到一个程度，他相信即使神把以撒杀了，也会使以撒再复活。
And so Abraham's works when he offered up his son on the altar was a demonstration that his faith was real.
所以亚伯拉罕把以撒献在祭坛上的这个行为啊，就显明了他的信心是真的。
He was justified, he says, by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar.
所以这二十一节是说亚伯拉罕把他的儿子献在坛上，岂不是因行为称义吗？
And then he explains in verse 22, he says, do you see that faith was working together with his works, and by works, faith was made perfect?
所以二十二节他接着说，可见信心啊是与他的行为并行，并且信心因着行为才得成全。
There is initial faith, and then there is a walk of faith, and then there will come a time when we're taken into heaven where faith will give way to sight.
所以我们每个人的信主的过程是这样，有一个起初的信心，然后呢有一个与主同行的的信心，就是和行为并行的信心，然后最终有一天呢这个信心呢就变成了我们的眼见了，我们亲眼看见主了。
But until we're taken up to heaven, our walk on earth is a walk of faith which will produce good works, if it's a living faith.
所以直到我们回天家的那一天之前，我们在这地上呢都是凭着信心在行走在这地上的，是有行为来证明的，是伴随着这个行为伴随着这个信心。
So faith with just words only is worthless. That's James's point.
所以只有口头上说的这个信心啊，这种信心是毫无价值的，这就是雅各在这里说的意思了。
True faith is invisible to mankind, butIt can be demonstrated outwardly by good works.
那真信心呢，人的眼睛是看不见的，但是它可以通过外显的行为来显明出来，证明出来。
And so, Abraham then showed that his faith was genuine when he was willing to offer his son up as a burnt offering.
所以亚伯拉罕当他心甘情愿把自己的儿子作为燔祭献上的时候呢，就证明他的信心是真诚的。
Now Rahab is the second example that that James gives.
我们再来，let's
finish verse 23 and 24.
我们讲喇合以前，我们先把23和24节两节讲了。And
so the scripture was fulfilled, which says Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God.
这就应验经上所说，亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义，他又得称为神的朋友。
And then verse 24 is the verse we started with that seemed to contradict Paul, but really is not.
24节就是我们一开始讲的，就是看上去，乍一看和这个保罗的因信称义的教导是冲突的，但实际上一点都不冲突的这些经文。You
see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only.
这样看来，人称义是因着行为，不是单因着信。God
can see our faith. Men can see our works.
神能够看见我们的里面的信心，但是人可以看见我们外在的行为。And
so that we are justified before men by our works, but we are justified before a holy God by our faith.
所以我们在人的面前称义呢，是要靠着我们的行为给他们显出来看的。但是我们在神的面前称义呢，是靠我们的信心的。Then
he gives a second example, Rahab the harlot, in verse 25 and 26.
然后接下去25和26两节呢，就给出了另外一个例子，就是喇合。Likewise,
was not Rahab the harlot also justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out another way?
妓女喇合接待使者，又放他们从别的路上出去，不也是一样因行为称义吗？
That was in, if you go back to Joshua, we'll see that story there, how that she, her faith was in the living God.
所以我们翻到约书亚记就可以看到喇合，他的这个对这个永活的这个神的信心是怎样的。We
read in Joshua chapter 2.
约书亚记的二章。
And here, Joshua sends two spies out to spy the land before they cross the river Jordan.
约书亚呢，在带领以色列人过约旦河之前呢，他派了两个探子先去耶利哥城打探一下。And
we read in verse 1, now Joshua the son of Nun sent out two men from Acacia Grove to spy secretly, saying, go view the land, especially Jericho. So they went, and they came to a house, to the house of a harlot named Rahab, and lodged there. And it was told the king of Jericho, saying, behold, men have come here tonight from the children of Israel to search out the country. So the king of Jericho sent to Rahab, saying, bring out the men who have come to you, who have entered your house, for they have come to search out the country. Then the woman took the two men and hid them. So she said, yes, the men came to me, but I did not know where they were from. And it happened as the gate was being shut, when it was dark, that the men went out. And where the men went, I do not know. Pursue them quickly, for you may overtake them. But she had brought them up to the roof and hidden them with the stalks of flax, which she had laid in order on the roof. And then the men pursued them by the road to the Jordan, to the fords. And as soon as those who had pursued them had gone out, they shut the gate.
我们先读一节到第七节，当下嫩的儿子约书亚从石亭暗暗打发两个人做探子，吩咐说，你们去窥探那地和耶利哥。于是二人去了，来到一个妓女名叫喇合的家里，就在那里躺卧。有人告诉耶利哥王说，今夜有以色列人来到这里窥探此地。耶利哥王打发人去见喇合说，那来到你这里进了你家的人要交出来，因为他们来窥探全地。女人将二人隐藏就回答说， 那人果然到我这里来，他们是哪里来的我却不知道。天黑要关城门的时候，他们出去了，往哪里去 我却不知道，你们快快的去追赶，就必追上。先是女人领二人上了房顶，将他们藏在那里所摆的麻街中，那些人就往约旦河的渡口追赶他们去了。追赶他们的人一出去，城门就关了。
So here's the story. Of course, the Rahab now, she's got a decision to make.
所以现在这个妓女啊，她要做一个决定。
It's a very difficult decision.
是一个非常艰难的决定。
You see, they had heard in verse 8 and 9, let's read that. Now before they lay down, she came up to them on the roof and said to the men, I know that the Lord has given you the land, that the terror of you has fallen on us, and that all the inhabitants of the land are faint-hearted because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to the two kings of the Amorites who were on the other side of the Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom you utterly destroyed. And as soon as we heard these things, our hearts melted. Neither did there remain any more courage in anyone because of you. For the Lord your God, he is heaven, God in heaven. Excuse me. He's God in heaven above and on earth beneath.
好，我们从第八节读到第十一节。二人还没有躺卧，女人就上房顶，到他们那里，对他们说：“我知道耶和华已经把这地赐给你们，并且因你们的缘故，我们都惊慌了。这地的一切居民在你们面前心都消化了。”因为我们听见你们出埃及的时候，耶和华怎样在你们面前使红海的水干了，并且你们怎样带约旦河东的两个亚摩利王西宏和噩，将他们进行毁灭。我们一听见这些事，心就消化了。因你们的缘故，并无一人有胆气。耶和华你们的神本是上天下地的神。
Now here is this is the truth that came to this woman. She knew.The Lord had given them the land.
所以你看这个女人呢，她知道这样的一个事实，就是神已经把这块迦南地赐给以色列人了。
She knew how the Lord had delivered them from Egypt and destroyed the Egyptians.
而且她也知道神是怎么把他们从埃及救出来的，怎么把埃及的这个王毁灭的。
And she knew that God was.In verse 11, that the Lord your God, He is God in heaven above and earth beneath.
而且他在十一节说，他说耶和华你们的神呐，本是上天下地的神。
She knew the truth.
所以他是知道真理的。
But she had a problem.
但是他现在有一个问题，有一个麻烦。
Was she going to act upon that truth?
那他要怎么样来回应他所知道的这个真理呢
？You see, there was another king. He was a close, very close king. He was in the very city. He was the king of the city.
因为他还有一个王啊，就是在这个城里还有一个王，离他非常近的王。
Would she obey the king of Jericho or the king of heaven?
那他到底是要顺服这个耶利哥城的王呢，还是顺服天上的王
？There was danger involved.
而且他做这个决定呢是有危险的。
If she was found out that she was hiding these two spies, it would mean her life.
那如果他最后被人发现啊，他把这两个探子藏起来的话，可能他就要丧命了。
Rahab believed.In the God of heaven.
所以喇合呢是相信天上的神的。
And her decision was made.
而且她也做了一个决定。
She hid the two spies.
她把这两个探子藏起来。
So we go back to the book of James. James picks up the story there.
然后我们现在再回到雅各书啊，雅各书这一段讲二十五节讲的就是刚才读的这段故事。
Likewise, he says, this one small verse with a very big decision. Likewise, was not Rahab the harlot also? justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out another way?
所以他这里用的一句话虽然简单啊，但他说不也是一样因行为称义吗？什么因行为称？就是妓女喇和接待使者又放他们从别的路上出去，不也是一样因行为称义吗？
There were many people in Jericho that believed that the children of Israel was going to have that land. That God was the God of heaven, the Lord. He had destroyed the Egyptians and the Amorite kings. There are many that believe that, but none acted except Rahab the harlot.
那耶利哥城里面有很多人呢，他们知道这个事实，就是神要把这个迦南地赐给以色列人了。他们也知道这个事实，就是神是他也以色列人的神是上天下地的神。然后他们也知道神是怎么把他们从埃及救出来的，怎么打击这个埃及的法老的，又是怎么样毁灭亚摩利的两个王的，他们都知道，但是他并没有在他们所知道的这个真理上有采取任何的行动，只有喇合采取了行动。
So we're justified on the basis of faith before God.
所以我们称义啊，这个基础啊是在神面前的信心。
And we're justified before men and before angels.By our works, our deeds that are produced by faith.
所以我们在神面前称义是因着我们的信心。但是在我们在人面前，在天使面前呢，我们称义是借着我们显出来的外显的这个行为。
Works aren't the cause of our justification; they're the effect of our they're the outward effect of our justification.
行为不是我们称义的原因，而是我们称义以后的效果，或者说是结果。
Or putting it another way, justification by faith is the root, and the works are the fruit that comes out of our faith.
换句话说，就是因信心的这个称义呢是根，然后这个最后结出来的这个行为外显出来这个。证明信心的这个行为呢，是果，是因着你这个信心结出来的果子。
Lastly, here we've been justified by God Himself.
那最后一点呢，就是关于称义的最后一个方面，就是我们是被神称义的。
Back again to Romans chapter 8.
那我们再翻到罗马书的八章。
And verse 33.
33节。
Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies.
谁能控告神所拣选的人呢？有神称他们为义了。
It's God who declares us righteous.
所以是神他宣告我们是义人了。
It isn't men's ideas. It's not. But God Himself, the Almighty God, is the one who, on the basis of faith, declares us to be righteous.
所以这不是人的主意，而是的至高的全能的神呢，他基于我们的信心宣告我们是义的了。
And on the authority of the Godhead, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.We are declared righteous by faith in Christ.
而且是基于三位一体啊，圣父、圣子、圣灵的他们的权柄啊，来宣告我们是义的了。
There's no other authority, not among men, among angels, or a church, who can declare us righteous. Only God can declare us righteous.
除了神以外啊，没有其他的权柄，无论是人的，是天使的，是教会的，他们都没有权柄，只有神有权柄宣告我们是义的。
So just in a review, putting all these things together, we find that the New Testament teaches us that we are justified by grace. That means we don't deserve it.
好，我们再从头到底把这个称义的几个方面再理一遍啊。第一点呢，就是我们是因着恩典称义的。 这就意味着我们是完全不配得的。
It's a free gift.
这是一个白白的礼物。
We're justified by faith. This means that we must receive it.
第二点呢，就是我们是因着信心称义的，这就意味着我们必须接受这个礼物。
God has done his part perfectly. Now it's our responsibility to receive.
那神呢，已经完美的做完了他那方面要做的事情了，那我们的责任呢，就是要把它接进来。
And also, we've been justified by the blood. This means it was purchased at the great price of the Savior's death.
那第三点呢，我们是因着基督的血称义的，这就意味着我们是因着基督的死啊，所付的巨大的代价被买赎回来的。
And then we've been justified by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
然后第四点呢，就是我们因着耶稣基督的复活而称义的。
And that proves God's satisfaction with the Savior's work.
那这个耶稣基督从死里复活呢，就证明了神对耶稣这个献祭的这个工作是满意的。
And then we're, as James, we've said, we've been justified by works. This means that when we are genuinely justified through faith, there will be good works to demonstrate that faith to others.
然后雅各书说的这个因行为称义啊，是意味着如果我们的信心是真的话，这信心呢，就一定会有行为来表现出来，来证明我们的信心。
And lastly, we've been justified by none other than the highest authority in the universe.
那最后一点呢，就是我们称义啊，不是因着别人，而是这全宇宙最高的这个权柄，就是神自己宣告我们是义人的了。
There is no appeal to any other court from this decision that is made there that God is the justifier.Of the one who believes in Jesus.
所以凡是信靠耶稣基督的人呢，是神自己，神是那个称他为义的人了。所以这个神的这个定案呢，是不会有任何的更高级的法庭可以去上诉了。这个就是最终的结论了。
So this my message this evening, and I'll just turn the rest of our time for some wrap-up comments by our brother Harold.
那我今天的信息呢就讲到这里，我剩下的时间呢交给 Harold 看看他有什么总结的。
Brother Harold.
Well, that's all very interesting. And if you're like me, it's a little hard to keep it all straight in my mind.
那今天讲的呢很有趣，如果你像我那样的话呢像我一样呢，可能今天所讲的东西啊我需要在脑子里再理一下。
There are seven aspects of justification that Eric has mentioned. The question would be, which one is correct or which ones are important?
那刚才 Eric 讲了这个称义有七个方面，那问题是哪一个是正确的，或者说哪一个是重要的呢？
And the answer is, of course, that they're all correct and they're all important.
当然这个答案显而易见啊，就是每一点都非常的正确，每一点都非常的重要。
So I'm just going to try to put them together for you in a bit of a logical sequence, maybe to help you understand it a little more clearly.
所以呢我想下面做的呢就是我把它们按照一个更有逻辑的这个线条呢理一下，能够也许能够帮助大家呢更清楚的理解。
So the first two were that we are justified by grace and we are justified by faith.
那第一点和第二点呢，就是我们是因着恩典称义的，也是因着信心称义的。
Whose grace are we justified by?
那我们称义是因着谁的恩典呢？
Well, that would be God himself.
当然这就是神自己的恩典。
And whose faith are we justified by?
那我们称义的因着这个信心，这个信心是谁的信心呢？
Well, that would be my faith.
那就是我自己的信心。
So we've got two participants, if you like, in this work of justification. God's grace and my faith, and together we are justified by God's grace through our faith.
所以或者说换句话说呢，在我称义这件事情上呢，有两个参与者，一个是神，他给了恩典；一个是我，我付出信心，然后我们在一起呢，就达成了我被称义的这个结果。
But the question would be, how does God justify us by His grace? How does His grace work?
那接下去的问题就是，神是怎么因着他的恩典使我称义的？就是他的这个工作是怎么进行的呢？他的恩典是怎么起作用的呢？
The answer is, His grace works by the blood of Jesus Christ. It's the blood shed that allows His grace to bring our justification.
那这个答案呢，就是借着基督的血，所以是基督的血呢，使神的恩典能够倾倒出来，使我能够称义。But
the question, of course, is why is His blood sufficient to affect our justification? What about the blood of all those animals that was shed?
那接下去的问题就是为什么只有基督的血才有这个功效呢？就是才能使我称义呢？那其他以前一直献的那些动物的血为什么不行呢？
And the answer is because it's the blood of Jesus Christ who was the righteous one. It's His righteousness that gives the effect to His blood to exercise the grace of God.
因为只有耶稣基督是义人呢，是他的 公义是他的义，使他的血能够有这样使我称义的这样的功效。And
so the question would be, all right, that's well and good, but how do you prove that?
那接下去一个问题说，哦，你说的这些都对，那么怎么证明它呢？
And the answer is Jesus Christ rose from the dead. We're justified by His resurrection.
那证明就是 基督从死里复活了，所以我有了第五点，就是我们是因着基督的复活称义的。All right,
so all of them then are to show us how God justifies us. He does it by His grace. He does it by the blood. He does it by His righteousness, and He does it by proving the fact that it works by His resurrection.
所以这刚才讲的这几点呢，都是告诉我们这个称义是怎么，这个过程是怎么做成的，就是神因着他的恩典，因着我们的信心，也因着基督的血，以及证明他这个血是足够的这个证据，就是基督从死里复活。
So what's the perspective from our point of view? We're justified by faith.
那我们从我们的角度来看呢，就这一点非常简单，就是我们是因着信心成义的。How
could you prove that?
问题是你怎么证明你的信心呢？
Well, we're justified by our works.
那就是靠着行为了，靠行为成义这一点就出来了。And
as Eric has pointed out, God knows our faith, but the only way we really understand our faith and others understand our faith is that our works show our faith.
所以刚才Eric也提出来，就是神能够看见我们的信心，但是我们不能，人也不能。那我们怎么知道我们自己有信心呢？其他人怎么知道我们的信心是真的呢？是靠我们的行为显明出来。So
in summary then, we're justified or we are declared to be righteous because of the grace of God that caused the blood to flow of the righteous Lord Jesus Christ who was raised from the dead to prove that we're justified. We're declared to be righteous. No doubt about it. Jesus rose from the dead. And that's too hard to repeat, Yan Ling. I apologize.
Okay. 所以从神的角度讲，我们再理一遍啊，神是因着他的恩典。 然后呢，因着他的耶稣基督的公义，因为他是公义的，所以他这个血是有价值的，他这个血才能使我们称义。然后同时呢，也因着这个耶稣基督从死里复活，证明他所做的这一切是被神悦纳的，是足够的。
That's what he did to declare me to be righteous. What do I have to do? I've got to believe it, and then I better show it by my works.
所以刚才讲的这一半呢，是神所做的事情。那我呢，我这个角度呢，就是从人的角度呢，就是两点，一个是我要凭信心接受，第二个呢，就是我怎么证明我这个信心是真的呢？我要有行为来把它显明出来。
Okay, is that good news?
这是不是好消息呢？
Okay, you try to find any better news for me, please. That's absolutely wonderful.
如果你觉得这还不是好消息的话，你请你给我找一个比这更好的消息出来，这真的是太美好的消息了。
I'm just a guilty sinner.
我只是一个有罪的罪人。
But Jesus died for me.
但是耶稣为我而死。
And I'm declared to be righteous. Hallelujah.
然后我就被称为义人了，真是要赞美主。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for encouraging us from the truth of the Bible.
主啊，我们感谢你用圣经的真理来鼓励我们。
You wrote it so that we could begin to understand it, so that we could get all excited about the love of our God for us and the blessings into which he has brought us.
主啊，你把它写下来，我们就可以开始明白了。然后我们明白了呢，我们就会因着你给我们的爱和祝福，让我们越来越兴奋。
And so, Lord, each of us would join the Me Too generation. And we would say, if this is good for somebody else, I want that too. I want to be declared righteous.
主啊，我们盼望每个人都说，我也要。别人有了，我也要成为义人，被神称为义人。
And so each of us, may each of us, Lord, simply say, Lord Jesus, I choose to believe you as my Savior, as my Lord, and as my great justifier.
愿每一个人都说，主啊，我愿意相信你，我愿意让你成为我的救主，成为我的主，成为称我为义的那一位神。
Lord, we pray for each one of us, and we pray, Lord, that you will help us to understand this so that we can tell others about the love of our Savior.
主啊，也求你帮助我们每个人都能够明白，也帮助我们能够把我们明白的去告诉别人，让他们也能够爱我们的救主。
And we give thanks and pray in Jesus' name.
我们感恩祷告奉主的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.